It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You guys are horrible. You guys
Locker
are terrible.
Rooms.
You guys are terrible. That's the star of PCU, a movie I actually really like. A Goods, Ari Gold in here. What if he wants to come back someday? Are you guys going to do this for him?
Huh? I will.
Probably will. Knowing you guys, you guys.
This was a DM I got. Was it me or was the Piven interview awkward in studio? LOL. I could be way off, but when I've seen him, it appears that he thinks very highly of himself.
He's an actor. All actors think very highly of themselves. That's nothing new. So what? So what? It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. 9:45. Coming in hot. Clark Kellogg going to join us in about 15 minutes. So you asked me a question. A lot of people get, by the way, getting in about the quarterback. I'm going to get to this guard situation here in a second because it actually might be a little bit telling. Here's Jeff in Cleveland. Jeff, go ahead. What do you want to tell me?
I want to ask you and your buddies, what is it that Shedeur Sanders has to change about himself for him to go number one? He can't change what family he's born into, and he can't change his God-given talent. What does he have to change to go number one? I think he's going number one.
I do not.
You don't think it's Cam?
No, I think Shedeur had, everybody has made such a big fuss of Shedeur Sanders that I think they talked him into going number one.
Wait, he's going to go number one and not Cam Ward?
Absolutely.
Okay, so Tennessee's going to take Shedeur Sanders. So are you going to take Cam Ward?
No. Travis Hunter.
What? Now I got the first person who doesn't want Cam Ward here. You don't want Cam Ward. Why don't you like Cam Ward?
I like Travis Hunter. I like Travis Hunter at number two, and I like Shedeur at number one.
You got to be kidding me. You're trying to work me into a shoot. There's no way you believe this opinion.
I swear to God. I love
You're blaspheming
love
in the car.
Shedeur at number one.
We all understand that you love Shedeur at number one. You're telling me if Cam Ward is there at number two, you wouldn't take Cam Ward, you'd take Travis Hunter?
I would take Travis
Hunter. Why? And the reason is you just like Travis Hunter more, even though he's not the best cornerback and he's not the best wide receiver.
But he'd do a lot for our defense with Myles Garrett.
Would he?
He's got work. He's got some people that can help him
wouldn't
on our defense.
Wouldn't Will Johnson do more if he's the highest rated corner in the draft?
Well, I don't know now. Yeah. Well,
Jeff.
When you think about it.
Yeah. We'll have to see.
We'll always just have to see.
Have to agree to disagree. Or maybe later agree.
Sanders is going number one.
Well, I'm glad you planted your flag on that, but if he goes number one, I'm going to race up there.
Shador has God-given talent.
Well, I'm not arguing about Shador Sanders. I like Shador Sanders, but I got all these people saying all these different things about him, and I ain't going to lie to you. It starts to talk me out of taking Shador Sanders. If I'm going to buy a new truck and I can't find, if people are saying all types of different things, I mean, it can become paralysis by analysis here, Jeff. So if I hear all these different things from all over the board about how it's the best truck that money can buy or it's a lemon and no, there's nothing in between, then it's probably going to talk me out of the truck. And it's probably going to talk me out of the quarterback.
They love Shador's confidence. Everybody loves
I love Shador's confidence, yes. I love Shador's confidence.
He won't be there for the Browns. And number two, when the Browns get ready to pick, Shador will be on the field already practicing with the Tennessee Titans.
By the time the number two pick is made?
Yep, that's right.
You're telling me in 10 minutes he's already going to be practicing with the Tennessee Titans?
He's probably already doing it now, yeah.
Outstanding call, Jeff. Thank you very much for it. That's how you call a radio station, everybody. That's how you talk sports talk radio in the city of Cleveland.
Nah,
you got to call and do that every damn day, every damn hour. Say it with some conviction.
I will go lay in the middle of Huron if that happens.
I did say earlier in the week.
I did that before.
I did ask the question, how is it that all the fans know exactly who they want? At the same time, people are saying the team still don't know necessarily. And oftentimes, until all the work is
done, it's all over. I can't believe he wouldn't run up there and take Cam Ward right after. Mm-hmm. That one threw me for a loop. But boy, he says it with some conviction now, doesn't he? I like Shador Sanders too, but I got four different guys who I'm supposed to trust. And I do trust them. That sounds like I'm taking shots at them. They know more about football than I do. And I trust them, and I got four different opinions. I got one of them who knows football says he'd rather take a backup right now with a football team in Joe Milton over any of these guys in the draft. But and by the way, I got guys saying these sort of things, and I get on the line and every night about quarterbacks or about Abdul Carter or about Travis Hunter. I'm getting cussed out on social media over that. I'm reading people cuss each other out in my mentions over on social media over all this. We really know all these things? We really, really, really know. Jeff knows. He's feeling it with conviction. But you're only going from a gut. You're only going from the gut instinct. And it leads me up to say this. Any of us, any of the guys on the radio, on TV, in print, podcasts, whatever it might be, there's been a lot of guys who have acted like they every single time the Browns do something, man, they act like they've known it. Like, this is playing out just the way they played, and I'm telling you, they are so full of it, you can't even see straight, man.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They are. I don't mean to call liars liars, but I'm going to call a liar a liar. There ain't no way. You go out and you get Tevin Jenkins. First thought I had was, hey, he's had back issues, played a little bit, but that's a nice depth move. You're telling me over here, you got people saying, well, now you can go ahead and you can trade Wyatt Teller. Why the hell would I go ahead and I trade Wyatt Teller for? Is Wyatt Teller the best guard option that I have right now? Who's my other best guard options? My other guard options, there's Joe Bitonio on the other side, so he don't count. Then there's Zach Zinter. Did Zach Zinter, now I know who his coach was, and I thought his coach is guilty of boobery. Did Zach Zinter have the type of season that would prove to you that if you're trying to compete, remember, that's what this is all supposed to be about. They're trying to compete. That's why Miles came back. If they're trying to compete, why would that tell you to trade away Wyatt Teller then?
Well, first of all,
isn't Wyatt Teller your best guard option that you have?
Of course.
Including Tevin Jenkins.
Don't we know?
Yes.
Why do we not know the money for Tevin Jenkins?
Because it's probably not very much.
Well, it's interesting though, right? If he
you were looking for the money too this morning, weren't you?
If he's
couldn't find it.
Well, because the money doesn't it kind of give you clarification? Doesn't it kind of allow you to understand? Like, we know what starters get paid.
I imagine it isn't very much.
We know what bench guys get paid. Let me ask you this too. Because the Bears have overhauled their offensive line. If this guy had talent at all, they're trying to protect their young quarterback.
I'd have to take a look at their contracts. I could wonder affordability, or it's just he's not up to their standard of starting guards. But I think a lot of people are trying, because people have been trying to talk us about trading Wyatt Teller now for going on three seasons.
Yeah, it has been.
So you've had people who are so hell-bent on trading Wyatt Teller because they want to fit their own personal arguments that every single time you bring in somebody, and eventually you probably will trade Wyatt Teller for all I know, but I don't know where it fits your goals on you're supposed to be a team that competes. Then why would you trade away your best guard? Well, Ken, he's just too expensive. You can't pay two guards, both double-digit millions of dollars. Yes, you can, and if you want to compete, it seems that yes, you will. Unless you're trading him for another guard, or you believe that strongly in Zach Zinter, and you better believe that strongly in Zach Zinter because I don't think the fans do. I think that he has tremendous upside. But I didn't get to see any of it because he was coached by boobery. So I didn't get to see that on the field last year. Again, they were running, as Joel Bitonio told Jeremy Fowler, they're running different run schemes in the middle of the season, trying different things. How am I supposed to do anything and say that, oh yeah, Zach Zinter, he really flashed on tape last year? No, I feel like it's a wasted year for Zach Zinter, and that's unfair. But that also means that I don't have full faith and confidence, oh yeah, he could absolutely just step in for Wyatt Teller and everything's going to be just fine. No. So if you're still a competing football team, or you say you are, and they're saying it, then why would you make that move? So Tevin Jenkins, I hope that he's a nice depth move because you're going to need depth on your offensive line. When they were a top five offensive line, they still, I don't believe, played an entire season with their full starting five.
No,
I'm pretty positive they never did. Hell, in the first year they had a really good offensive line where they had a top three offensive line. They only played 8 of 16 games. 8 of 16 games with their full accompaniment of offensive linemen. So you are going to need guys with depth. Plus, you have plenty of guys that come out in the draft now, and it's almost like the same thing as quarterbacks. They ain't huddling. They're looking over to the sidelines. They're not dealing with the type of athletes that they're dealing with now in the NFL. It takes a little bit. That's what's made Joel Bitonio so special. He stepped right in, and he started. And we're seeing now, 12 years later, how much worse offensive linemen have got and how great he's still been. So I'm not talking about just trading off Wyatt Teller just because we want to be right in an argument. And I think anybody who tells you exactly what they know they're going to do, boy, they play a real good game of garbage because there's no way they know unless their last name's Haslam. And they're telling you. I don't think anybody knows. Or Barry. I think even Kevin Stefanski. I don't even know about that. That's about as good as I can tell you. 216-474-0092. Clark Kellogg, he's going to join us coming up at 9:02. CBS Sports, Ohio State, and Cleveland basketball legend, VASJ legend, one of the greats. He is on CBS Sports coverage of the NCAA tournament. We'll talk to him 9:45. Please keep your comments within the boundaries of good taste.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.